to the adventure on Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm very excited about our next guest. Has new music that came out first time in like 40 years, which is amazing. So let's welcome to the show Craig from Touch. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Dean?
So I'm good. And my first question to you is, you've probably already heard it a few times, but I just have to ask. What was the impetus of new music after 40 years?
Yeah, that's interesting. It's actually a really good question. It's one of the things that we thought about before we decided to actually go forward with it. I mean, maybe about 6 years ago, we tossed around the idea of getting back together again, and nothing really happened. I mean, you know, life throws you curveballs and people are busy doing other things. And then it came around again about 2.5 years ago. And the thing that we decided on, or I should say that the thing that sort of decided us to go forward was that we were all in agreement that we wanted to do new music. We are Touch, and we want to make sure that the way we present our music is if people will recognize it as the group, but we also wanted to see what Touch was, you know, what Touch could be after all that time, you know. So Mark sent around a couple of just some demo seed ideas, and we were listening to them, and we really decided that, you know, this could be something that really sort of represented us down the road, you know, and with all our influences that we've attached ourselves to over the years, you know.
Yeah, totally. And I have to say, listening to new music, it's like you never missed a beat.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. That's a good sign. It did feel really good to us. It felt like if we were going to do, you know, a third album, this is what it should be. And I'm very pleased. We're all very pleased with how it came out. I really feel it's the best album we've done so far.
And you know what, too? One thing I really love, and your timing couldn't have been more perfect for what you're doing, because I feel we're finally having a resurgence of musicianship instead of just people following some kind of formula.
Yeah, it is nice. We found that the way we work really hasn't changed all that much, except obviously we've had to deal with the issues that, you know, the social issues that we've all been dealing with over the last year. So in that respect, you know, it's been way different with digital recording now as opposed to, you know, years ago when back in like 1980, you know, you're in the studio with your fellow musicians and you're in a room together and you're creating. And whereas now, especially over the last year and a half, it seems so fragmented, but we managed to, I mean, we're still the same people we always were, and we've managed to maintain that throughout the whole process. But it was a learning experience. It was a lot of fun though.
I'm sure it was. And you know, little tidbit for some of our listeners that may not know, what I'm in awe of is you guys were the first band to play at the inaugural Monsters of Rock Festival in 1980. That just blows my mind.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right? Would you ever think, because, you know, I remember 1980s. Would you ever think in 1980 you'd be talking about this in 2021? I don't even think I thought 2021 was ever going to happen.
No. I'm totally with you. It's interesting, you know, like things, you know, you live your life and you go through these experiences and you don't, get you don't have that sort of hindsight. You don't know what's going to happen with it. I mean, it was a really cool, exciting show. The people were great. The actual experience was wonderful, but who knew it would still be around all these years later, you know?
No doubt. I didn't even think I would be around all these years later.
Yeah.
And that's why it's perfect, your new music, Tomorrow Never Comes, because I live that life always. Like, I live life to the fullest every day because, you know, tomorrow may not come, and we're finding that out more than ever right now.
Yeah, I think it's a timely, I think it's the whole, the music itself is very timely. And although not everything on the album is necessary, I mean, we do have a lot of, we tip the hat to Touch in 1980 here and there. I mean, we can't not be ourselves, but there are songs that, you know, are a little more introspective. And something we've always done too is even back 40 years ago, our albums were sort of eclectic in the sense that, you know, we did a lot of different types of music. And I think that shines through on this album even more. We did experiment a little bit more. And I just think the musicianship really is the thing. The musicianship and the sound of the way we play together is the thing that makes it Touch, you know?
There you go. And you know, that's why I say about musicianship, because the key to true musicianship is you're not in a box. You it's like the songs aren't the same. You know, a lot of bands that don't do that, it's like every song's the same. But bands like you that have true musicianship, you can listen to a whole album and it's not the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody feels the same way. I'm totally pleased about what you're saying, because we do feel the same way about it as well. I find it, you know, even now, we've only just finished recording it a relatively short while ago, but I'm even discovering new things in each of the songs as I listen to it again. Yeah. I'm very pleased. I'm very proud of what we did.
So if you were to take one story, good or bad, in this past 43 years or more, and you're like 90 and telling people, what would it be?
Oh, God. I would say, hold on to your dreams. That's what I would say. I mean, we're all living our lives, and I think you've got to hold your family close. And I think you really need to maintain that sort of balance, and the world can grind away all it wants to around you. I would hold on. That's what I would say.
I love it. That's great words of advice. So how do our listeners connect to you guys now and check out the new music and all that good stuff?
Well, I mean, Touch has a YouTube website, which sort of has all the latest on it. I also have Craig-Brooks. If people want to contact me personally, and I mean, I love hearing from people, and as do the rest of the band. The response, I must say, the response to the album has been really, really overwhelming and wonderful. I know that we've always had a group of fans that have stuck with us all these years and always hoped that we would turn around and, you know, do some more new music. But I really hope that this introduces us out to a whole group of new people. Because like you say, you know, it's the musicianship is really timely. And I think that, or I should say timeless. And I think people, once they dig into this album, I think they're really going to find something that's just right for them.
So musician today, what would you tell musician in 1978 of you?
Wait a minute, say that again.
You, as a musician today,
yeah,
what would you tell you in 1978?
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, that's really interesting. I don't know. I've lived my life exactly the way I've wanted to. And I think I'd probably tell myself to, I don't know. That's, you know, I mean, I'm not even sure if I can answer that. Not. It's sort of a quantum physics kind of thing, isn't it?
Certainly. It's good that you can't answer it, though, because that means you have grown and you have zero regrets and you've lived life the way you wanted to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. It'd be a great story, though. Actually, you know what? I'm in the middle of writing a bunch of songs. I mean, I'll take a look at that. That could be
Be
very interesting to write out.
That would be a cool song, actually. So, even though tomorrow never comes, do we have any vision of what tomorrow's going to be for Touch?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, we toss about ideas about playing live. I really don't know. I mean, we've been so locked up in this, you know, the world the way it is today. And who knows? I don't know. I really can't. I can't actually answer that. Although I would say that we're all constantly writing new music, and I would hope at some point we get together again and do another album. I wouldn't like to think that this is the last thing that we do, that this was, to quote one of Mark's songs, our swan song, if you will. I really do feel that one of the things that I love most about working with these guys is the time we spent in the studio creating. That's the thing that's always been paramount with me. And, you know, I should say, I know that the way things have gone, I mean, the world is way different than it is, but musically, the way things have gone in the digital age, it's a good thing that things are the way they are, because we never would have been able, without digital advancements, we wouldn't have been able to work together from a distance. You know what I mean? So it actually does make it easier for musicians to communicate with one another. And I love that.
Totally. I mean, could you imagine what COVID would have been like back in 1978 for musicians, you know?
No, I can't. It's really sad.
Exactly. It is. But I'm glad that you guys got together and put out some new music. It is badass, so I recommend everybody check it out. You have any final words you want to leave our listeners with?
No, I hope everybody really loves it. And please let us know how you feel. We really do appreciate everybody who's stuck by us, and all the new people who aren't necessarily familiar or weren't around at that time. Check it out, because it's contemporary.
Love it. Love the new music. And I'm so happy you guys brought new music 40 years later. And thank you for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Great. Thanks a lot, Dean.
My pleasure.
This is Craig Brooks from Touch, and you are listening to The Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.